Why get all your holiday decorations delivered through Instacart? Because maybe you only bought two wreaths, but you have 12 windows. Or maybe your toddler got very eager with the advent calendar. Or maybe the inflatable snowman didn't make it through the snowstorm. Or maybe the twinkle lights aren't twinkling. Whatever the reason, this season, Instacart's here for hosts and their whole holiday haul. Get decorations from the Home Depot, CVS, and more through Instacart and enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome back, Midday Show. Yeah, ain't no stopping the Eagles right now. Five wins in a row, and they buried the Cowboys down in Dallas yesterday. 28-point victory. This is a 7-2 football team in first place in the NFC's. Coming up next, the Commanders on Thursday Night Football. Let's talk to the guy that was on the call alongside Mike Quick and Howard Eskin yesterday down in Dallas, Merrill Reese. Merrill, it's a very good morning. How are you?
Merrill.
Hi, guys. It is a good morning. It was a great day in Dallas.
It was, Merrill. And the Eagles, you know, it's one of those things where they did exactly what we hoped they would do. You know, they went down there and they left no doubt. They won the game significantly. And, Merrill, I was impressed early with the defense's ability to kind of help out the offense, right? Because they have a couple turnovers early. And it felt like Dallas might be able to get a few cheap scores and you know, get themselves up or stay in the game. But, Merrill, that defense just clamped down and made big stops.
They are so good. You know, I think the big indication was last week when somebody asked Vic Fangio at the press conference about does he need any help at the trade deadline, and he gave a one-word answer. He said no. That means he's satisfied. Not that he's ever satisfied with the overall play, but no, he is satisfied with the performers, by the talent on this defense, and it just keeps emerging and getting better.
Well, it does. And, Merrill, the fun part is how young this defense is. You know, a couple years ago, they had a good defense when they made the Super Bowl. But that defense was, they were older. You know, they had some corners that were older, pass rushers. You kind of realize it wasn't going to last for 3 or 4 years with that group. They're going to have to turn it over. Merrill, the fun part about this is these guys should be here for a long time. Cooper DeJean and Quinyon Mitchell and N'Kobe Dean and Jalen Carter. They've got a nucleus now, Merrill, of players that could be together for, you know, let's say 2 or 3 years, which is a good portion in the NFL. But they've got something they could build with here, Mel. We haven't had that in a while.
No, we haven't. And that's a big thing. You know, people are impatient when a Jordan Davis comes out, when right away you don't go where you wanted from Jalen Carter, where he kind of wore out last year. But you have to have patience. These guys have to grow. It's very rare that two players can come in like Quinyon Mitchell and, as you said, Cooper DeJean, and be ready. They're playing like veterans.
They are, and they're making plays. I mean, every week it feels like Cooper's around the football, and Quinyon is just, he's right on these receivers and not letting them get by. Defense was outstanding yesterday. And then, Merrill, the offense, after a little bit of a choppy start, a lot of sacks early, two turnovers. When they get going, I mean, they really, it's so much fun to watch an offense that could beat you both ways. They could run the ball, obviously, with Saquon and with this offensive line. But now, Merrill, it's more than a full month of Jalen Hurts putting together, you know, a lot of really big games in a row.
Yeah, so what? He had one interception. You know, he had thrown 149 straight passes without a pick. And you know, the pass to Dallas Goedert in the end zone that was picked off was really right into the small window, and the Dallas defender just made a great play and snatched the ball away. But Jalen Hurts is playing at the top of his game right now. He really is playing great.
Yeah, I mean, he's had 16 touchdowns since the bye. It's been a great run for him. And then, Merrill, I thought an underrated part of what they were able to do yesterday was late in that game, you know, you're calling the different names that we haven't heard much this year. You know, Kenny Pickett, some of the backups, because the next game's coming up on Thursday. And, Merrill, it's a small thing, but it could be a big thing on Thursday that those starters, you know, were able to take off 10, 15 reps down the stretch of that game.
See, that's what was so good about this game. Not only did they win easily, but they were able to move so many guys out of the lineup and rest them in that fourth quarter. That was great. That's just what you wanted, and that's what they needed.
Yeah, and Merrill, it was watching the Cowboys yesterday. It shows how far they've fallen. Merrill, for the past, 7-8 years, it's been an Eagles-Cowboys division. One of them wins it, one of them finishes in second basically every year. That has changed. Merrill, that Dallas team, they look like they're in a bad way, and I don't think they're getting up. I feel like this division is now shifted, and we'll see the matchup Thursday. But, Merrill, Dallas does not look like they're going to be able to recover this season. That's not a good team.
They're not. Look, they had a chance to bounce back a little bit with Dak Prescott, who is a good quarterback, but with Cooper Rush, no, it's not going to happen.
No, it is not, and it was fun to watch the Eagles bury them. All right, Merrill, let's look forward here because it's a short week for all of us, for you, and obviously for the team, trying to get ready for a game on Thursday night. Merrill, this is a huge one. I know they play two, but they got to hold serve. In my mind, if they're going to win this division, they've got to win this one at home Thursday. What's your first thought on this matchup? The Commanders coming in off a loss yesterday in a close game against Pittsburgh, and now half a game behind the Eagles here.
Well, I think the Commanders are legitimately good. They really are, and they're getting great quarterbacking. There's no doubt about that. But what they are getting from their rookie is amazing. But I think this Eagles defense is going to give them some fits.
It should. And Merrill, as I look at the matchup, that's where the Eagles should have the advantage. Both offenses are obviously really playing well and good. Both quarterbacks are playing well, but that Eagles defense could be the difference maker and obviously the home field advantage here. Merrill, we appreciate you hopping on. I know it was a long night, long flight. Get some rest, and we're looking forward to hearing you on the call Thursday, and we'll talk to you during the pregame show, Merrill.
This is going to be the night we've been waiting for a long time. It is the best matchup you can think of, and I can't wait.
It's going to be great. Thank you, Merrill. We'll talk Thursday.
Have a good one, Merrill.
See you guys.
There
bye
he goes.
Bye.
He said bye.
Bye-bye.
Okay, bye-bye.
Okay,
all right,
bye.
There he goes. Merrill Reese with us. I just want to make sure you got a chance to say bye-bye.
I say bye.
Okay.
Hey, can I
kind of left Merrill hanging.
Yeah, you did.
I did not leave Merrill.
I'm just trying to save you.
I didn't leave Merrill.
Joe had to throw you a life raft.
No, I was in the throes.
Uh-oh.
Can I just take a moment?
Oh, boy.
Where's this going?
I was in the throes or something. I just want to say thank you to Rhea Hughes. Because she gave us some cake.
He was in the throes of chocolate cake.
You lock in, buddy?
No, it was like, I was like, damn.
You got to eat that on the break, not during the segment.
No, I didn't eat it during the segment. I ate it before.
Well, so did I, but then I talked to Merrill.
No, but you know how when you have good cake and like the residuals, and you're thinking about it, and I'm like, damn.
Are you daydreaming after a piece of chocolate cake?
I was like, damn, because, yeah, it was pretty good.
Oh, it was pretty good.
Was that what the Daily Douglas was about?
What's that? No, it just happened. It just so happened to be Rhea gave us cake after I thought about
it. Now I screwed it up. It is tough to say. If the cake tastes good, you can't complain about the way it was made.
Yeah.
You're complaining about the way Rhea made it?
See, now you're about to get me cussed out for no reason. That's not what...
If I had to guess, Hugh was trying to think of a Daily Douglas around the Eagles starting slow and finishing strong, and then the cake was presented to him, and he came up with...
So it was happenstance.
I got my eye on you.
Yeah, but it does sound
just
like...
Just looking
you're,
out for Rhea.
I mean, Rhea made cake yesterday, and you complained.
No, I'm not complaining.
All right.
How am I gonna give her a shout-out that did complain about the cake? That's ridiculous.
That Daily Douglas does sound like you're questioning how it was made.
Man, please don't get me cussed out of this studio tomorrow, please. That is not what I meant.
I promise you that's not what I meant. Knows we're kidding, but hope you were. All right, 215-592-9490. For you just hopped in, we're reacting to the Cowboys getting beat by 28 points yesterday.
Bam.
Yeah, they did by the Philadelphia Eagles, a 7-2 football team. Merrill on the call yesterday. And really, the two reasons I wake up today, and I'm thinking about the Super Bowl, and in earnest for the first time. Like, I know we've talked about this trip down to New Orleans, but like, I can picture us on the bus with our audience going down to New Orleans. Yeah, they're
having a blast.
I can picture it now because we got a quarterback that is trending towards playing like a top 10 guy. And a defense, which does matter, playing like a top 5 defense in the NFL.
You know what's funny? Watching that game yesterday, I was waiting for when this show was going to make a turn. And y'all was about to jump all over me about like a bunch of crickets about the way the defense is playing.
Just wait. The rest of this week's going to be even more.
I can't. I mean, I still think defense is a luxury.
It's just not.
Oh, stop.
But But
stop.
I do acknowledge and understand how foolish that would sound me on that hill today. I'm not moving off the hill. I just ain't got a whole lot to say.
I mean, at this point, I have your former teammates texting me during games about how much defense matters.
No, I'm saying I ain't got a whole lot to say. But my original premise still holds true. And to your point,
it does not hold true.
It does hold true.
No way.
And to your point, I mean,
about?
My beard looked like I was, you know, as I was
that
doing
thing's gone.
When I was, you know,
oh, forget that, man.
Had to blow dry my beard, blowing it out this morning. I'm like, yeah,
dog. Blow dry your beard?
Yeah, I blow dry my beard every day.
That's got to go.
That's why it looks lovely and full. I was like, damn. Booty face. I'm going to have a booty face.
Probably yeah.
Booty face.
Well, you're in trouble. Well, yeah, you are. All right, 215-592-9494. Back to the phone lines here. And then we have to have a lot of fun at the Cowboys' expense. We'll let you hear from Micah Parsons, Jerry Jones, CeeDee Lamb.
What have I done to deserve this?
Yeah, they're in a bad way down there, and it is so much fun. Jeff in Wilmington is up. Hey, Jeff.
Jeff.
What's up, guys?
Hey, Jeff. What's up?
Hey, you know, the name you didn't hear get called much yesterday was CeeDee Lamb.
Mm-hmm.
That was a big deal to shut that guy down. I don't care who's throwing the ball. He usually makes the catches.
I think he had six catches, but only for 21 yards. Like when he caught it, they tackled him right away.
Yeah, it wasn't much at all. He was pretty much held in control. Also, that thing with Nance and Tony Romo, you know, anybody can fly down from outer space and look at stats and go, oh, they look like they're a pretty good team. They've been playing pretty well all year. But that's the reason why we're in the position we're in to be able to see it every day. So for them to basically get on us for, you know, contradicting what or, you know, complaining about what we're seeing, it is what we're seeing. We see it every single day.
Every day.
So, I mean, sometimes the national perspective is good, but they kind of mailed that one in.
Yeah, and Jeff, what annoyed me isn't what they said, because they're right. I mean, right now, you just look at their, like you said, their stats, the profile of the team, their record. You say, yeah, that looks like a Super Bowl contender. They left out all the gray area. Like, they could have mentioned, hey, September was choppy, people were concerned, and now look. And they just ignored all that.
Yeah, they ignored everything about what Sirianni did, what he said, the kids in the the press conference, all that stuff. Like, that stuff matters when we're talking about it every single day.
Of course it does.
And also, Hugh, defense is not really a luxury if you want to win the championship. I'm just going to say it.
We got to score. We yesterday, I'm not – listen, Hugh. Jeff – Don't pull me into an argument that I was.
It,
I am not about to
the
have
the defense
today.
Saved the game in the
sound,
first
I'm,
half.
I'm about to sound. I know I'm gonna sound a little silly, but the offense did exactly what they have been supposed to do all year
but
long.
The offense turned the ball over twice in the first half.
See, Joe's yelling at me. Now.
The defense saved the game.
I'm just saying the defense did.
Up.
The defense.
Hold up. It's easier for the offense to do what they need to do when the defense shuts the other.
Yes,
down.
Tell them, Jeff.
They put the
I'm
defense had turnovers in their red zone.
I'm not arguing with y'all today. I'm
like,
not arguing with
you
y'all.
Because you can't. The defense set us up to score like how many points, dude? They put us in the red zone of the Cowboys multiple times.
Not arguing.
We don't
with
put
today.
Up that many points defense if the defense isn't doing what they're doing.
Defense is a luxury. Not
it's
a necessity.
Not. It's
not
absolutely
arguing.
A necessity. Jeff, this guy, he's lost. Jeff, you think it's Super Bowl?
This is my rifle. This is my gun.
Yeah, I am. I'm thinking it, but here's the thing. I'm a skeptic by nature, so if we can get past these next two games and show and play well against both of these teams, I don't know if we can beat both Baltimore and Washington. I think we can beat Washington, but Baltimore's going to be tough. I'm not going to lie. But,
oh, yeah, of course they will. Yeah.
If we get past them, then I'm going to go back to the DMV and get my passenger endorsement for my CDL so I can drive that bus.
Oh, now we're talking, Jeff. Appreciate it. There it is. We got drivers lining up left and right.
Yeah, no.
Because of this defense. That's why people were excited. Because the defense is back. You.
I think I said it wrong. Not this is my rifle. This is my gun. It was like this is my rifle. There's only one like it. You remember that from Full Metal Jacket? Was that Full Metal Jacket? I think it was.
It's not the first thing you screwed up today.
Yeah, I mean, I was excited.
Yeah,
it's an exciting day. And I just knew I was going to look crazy for the take that I have about the defense. Like, but I'm here. I've been here all year.
It's time to move.
This is the hill that I choose to die on. And this team, there's a lot more football left to be played.
Yep.
And even though it looks like my beard is in jeopardy.
Oh, it is.
I'm hanging in there. I got what, at least seven more games? Seven?
Eight.
Eight more games? Yeah, I'm good. I'm good.
They have Cooper Rush on the schedule again. They have Daniel Jones. Yeah. They have Bryce Young.
They also got Matt Stafford
and Daniels twice. And Russell Wilson.
They have Russell.
And Lamar.
Russ look all right, though.
Russ is playing pretty well, yeah.
And they got Lamar.
Yep.
You just said Lamar.
Yeah.
I'm cool. Mm. I'm not sweating yet. I'm not sweating.
We shall see. All right, can we we'll get back to this because I think here we're teetering with this defense luxury thing on a take funeral. I mean, I might wear a suit in here tomorrow. And we might have to have a funeral for your take because this defense is playing.
I know it's a bad look for me today.
Right.
I know. I mean, I'm not denying that, but I'm not wavering. Mm. I am unwavering.
Well, you should waver
in my stance.
Can we?
That don't make me feel better.
We'll get some pallbearers in here.
That don't make
wear
me
a suit.
Yeah.
Have to eulogize his own take, or do we eulogize it for him?
I feel like Hugh's still going to be dying on the hill while we're giving it a funeral.
So is it a funeral for Hugh or the tank?
The tank.
We're going to be lowering this thing into the ground.
Hugh's
like, it's a luxury
to move off of this spot. Even though this defense is playing well.
Oh, it's playing great. Here's who we can have a funeral for, and we will. The Dallas Cowboys, because that team is dead. All right, let's hear from those guys after the game yesterday, because it goes from bad to worse when you listen to them. Jerry Jones answering questions about Dak Prescott. Like, are you guys bad just because you didn't have Dak, or are you bad just because you're bad? Here's Jerry yesterday afternoon.
What does today's performance tell you about Dak's role in this team and what he's been doing this season?
Well, what do you mean?
Given that you saw what the team looked like without Dak, how do you when you look at the difference, what do you think about Dak?
I don't want to be sarcastic, but are you got the same arithmetic I've got? We've won 3 games with Dak. Okay, so I'm just saying, we weren't playing well with Dak at all.
If Dak cannot come back, how much does that hurt your hopes for this season?
Well, I don't want to deal in hypotheticals, but, you know, anybody that loses their top quarterback has some adjustments to make, and they're usually adjusting uphill. And so I thought that we'd look better tonight without Dak. I thought we'd look better on offense than we looked without Dak. I've seen Cooper play better than we played tonight. Philadelphia's got a lot to do with that. That's what it is.
Wait a minute. What did he say?
He said he thought they'd play better than they did without Dak. Like he had
seriously.
Well, he thought.
Well, I haven't seen. Like to be fair.
No. He thought that they would be better than they were yesterday.
Oh, he thought. Okay, he thought they would.
No, he wasn't saying Rush would be better than Dak. He's saying I thought we'd look better than this.
Okay, I thought he was saying that Rush looked better than Dak.
He didn't think it'd be as bad as it was.
Okay,
yesterday.
Yeah, it was pretty bad yesterday. I was about to say, man, what is he looking at?
I also love him challenging the arithmetic of the reporter there asking the questions.
Like we was bad when Dak was here.
That's basically what he said. All right, there also was the controversy yesterday because if you saw the one where Rush threw in the end zone. And it's just like, I don't know, maybe CeeDee Lamb didn't see it or the sun was in his eyes because they were going towards that end zone where the sun comes blaring in. Jerry Jones asked questions after the game about whether or not the Cowboys need curtains at AT&T Stadium.
Well, so he actually wasn't answering questions about this. This was him unprompted at the end of, so people were starting to turn their mics off and stuff.
Let's
and he turned
that.
Back around and said, hey, by the way, this.
By the way, we know where the sun's going to be when we decide to flip the coin or not. So we do know where the damn sun's going to be in our own stadium.
Why not put the curtains in? Why not mitigate that?
What?
The sun and seeing
well,
the eyes.
Let's just tear the damn stadium down, Bill. Another. You kidding me?
But it's not. You don't have
Everybody's
to go that way.
Everybody's got the same thing. Every team that comes in here has the same issues. They know where the sun's going to be. So our team has the same thing.
So is it more on Mike not understanding where the sun is and not
I'm
telling
not
us?
I'm not saying. I'm saying the world knows where the sun is. You get to know that almost a year in advance. So someone asked me about the sun, and I said, about the sun, where's the moon? we're fine, but everybody plays in the sun out here.
Hold on a second. Is he reading the Farmer's Almanac? What does he mean, you know where the sun is a year in advance?
You know where it is at all times. It's the sun.
And then ask him where the moon is? I mean, this operation is going up in flames. This is a $10 billion organization, and we're asking questions about curtains.
That was a Hugh Douglas-level spin right there.
That was great.
What do you mean?
Yeah, that was Hugh spin.
No, Jerry's in a slow spiral.
Slow?
It's starting to speed up.
No, this thing's moving quickly here.
The finger pointing, somebody going to get swung on today in Dallas. Because there's a whole lot. And if I'm not mistaken, that's not the first part of the finger pointing that's been going on.
Well, let's get to more. CeeDee Lamb, who didn't catch that ball in the end zone, he does want curtains at the stadium.
I play with you in Ferguson. A little bit of miscommunication.
Couldn't see the ball. Couldn't see the ball at all.
The sun.
But yes, 1,000%.
Are you in favor of curtains? 1,000%.
Yeah.
That franchise is at the point now where they're complaining about curtains and the sun and the spot of the moon. One more for you as we all just smile at the expense of the Dallas Cowboys. Micah Parsons after the game, you know the line of questions basically about McCarthy's job status and kind of do you feel bad that this is happening to Mike? And Mike obviously does not.
You know, that's above my pay grade about if Mike is coaching again next year. But, you know, all coaching aside, coaching, you know, Mike can leave and go wherever he wants. But guys, I kind of feel bad for his guys like Zach Martin and guys who might be on their last year or on their way out, you know, because that's who I wanted to hold the trophy for. You know, you want to win games and do great things with those type of legends who put in more time and work than Mike McCarthy ever did. So those are the kind of guys that I have so much sympathy and hurt for.
Well, gut punch at McCarthy there.
Wow. I mean, in the throes of just taking the L the way that you took it, you said he did more than what your coach ever done for you. You know the coach heard that. How do you go into work Tuesday, Monday, Wednesday, whatever, and bounce back from that? Like, seriously, how do you do that? I think that's hard to do. What do you say to Micah at that point? Because you know that's probably going to be a topic on the podcast.
Remember? Oh, sure. Well,
oh, you wanted that here.
Remember at the first half of the game, he wrecked the game. By the way, as a player.
Oh man, he totally
did.
Man, killed.
He wrecked the game.
Oh, so great! What a great Micah Parsons performance.
He's extremely fast.
He's a very good player.
He's such a loser.
You know what that was? That
never
whole
said
thing?
I wanted to break bread with him. I just said
no. I'm looking right at Joe.
I love him here. How about him after the game? He hugging Saquon. He wants to be an Eagle.
You can call the Cowboys as an Eagle. What a loser!
He wants to be an Eagle so bad. All right. So you know what that was yesterday? That whole thing between Jerry and Seed. You know, it's like in the Titanic when it tips over, when it starts like it's up and down, and it's not left and right anymore. It's not it's not on the water. It's like half in, half out. That's them. They have completely tipped over here. This franchise is dead. I do, Jerry.
He said the same arithmetic.
I like that drop.
But I'm pretty good at math.
Yeah, that's the two.
We wasn't good when he was here.
It's just so funny that a $10 billion team is complaining about curtains at the stadium and the placement of the sun and the moon. They are a dead franchise. All right, 215-592-9494. Back to all your phone calls coming up next. Plus a big Hugh breakdown regarding Hugh's beard in this defense. We also got to get to that. I'm going to offer Hugh an out. Stay tuned for that because Hugh Douglas might have to shave his beard because this defense, which is a necessity, is really playing good football. 215-592-9494. We'll get to everyone's phone calls, your reaction to the game, the beatdown of the Cowboys, and is this Eagles team now? Did they have you thinking Super Bowl? We'll discuss it all next. Midday Show, Sports Radio 94 WIP.
Why get all your holiday decorations delivered through Instacart? Because maybe you only bought two wreaths, but you have 12 windows. Or maybe your toddler got very eager with the advent calendar. Or maybe the inflatable snowman didn't make it through the snowstorm. Or maybe the twinkle lights aren't twinkling. Whatever the reason, this season, Instacart's here for hosts and their whole holiday haul. Get decorations from the Home Depot, CVS, and more through Instacart and enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
How I hope Jerry Jones is listening to this. Welcome back. The Midday Show. Hugh Douglas, Joe Giglio. After a beatdown of the Cowboys, has us thinking Super Bowl. Where are you at? 215-592-9494. Coming up at noon, we'll talk to Howard Eskin. We'll give you a potential out for the beard shaving coming up in a little bit here. We'll also go around the NFL later on in the show after Week 10. A lot going on in the NFL. Big things, shocking things, surprise things. We'll get to it all, including a head coach yesterday who might be Sirianni's cousin or something, because that guy down in New Orleans is wild. Back to the phones first. Marlon in Southwest Florida. We got ourselves a Cowboy fan after the Cowboys beat down. Marlon?
Hey, Joe, listen. Now y'all come on today after beating the Cowboys Super Bowl. Mm-hmm. This is what y'all do every year.
Marlon, wait a minute. Marlon, I'm going to let you speak. But before you do that, before you try to indict me for something that you just think I started today, I've been talking about Super Bowl for the last couple of weeks, bro. So the floor is yours.
I get that, Hugh. I ain't even on you because you're right. Defense is a luxury. But excuse me? You'll get your flowers soon because we all know this defense ain't been tested yet. It's going to get its test. And let me see Joe's storyline with the rest of the WIP. Oh, it was a short week. So we were tired. I'm glad you got Howard coming up with it because I got something for him. Mm-hmm. Oh, Sirianni's a great coach. But when he gets fired this year, I want to know what 31 other teams going to hire.
You know, Marlon, hold on a second. I'm not even I don't even love Sirianni. But they're seven and two right now. And guess who's getting fired first? McCarthy.
McCarthy? Oh, my God. He's no better than Sirianni. He should have been out of Dallas. He should have been out of there. And as far as y'all last week talking at three picks for Michael Parsons, mm-hmm. Let me be Jerry Jones today. And I will send him straight to Philadelphia.
Oh, I'll take him.
Yeah, he talked bad about y'all coach, dude.
I give him to you.
You have got to be smoking himself.
So when you give him away, you got what? One or two good players? Because the rest, that team stinks.
That Overshaw is okay now.
He's pretty good.
He's
Marlon,
pretty damn good.
You guys,
yeah, kind of another loser.
Yeah, you guys are done.
Cowboy.
I mean, the Cowboys are headed towards years of irrelevance now. It's over.
Well, that's not true.
Oh,
they got
over.
Enough money. Yo, bro, they the highest
money.
The richest team in the NFL.
Money
bro.
That the, own, the owner doesn't even. The, no, no, it's gonna take a while.
There's a salary cap.
Yeah, it's, well, Marlon, this thing's over. I mean, this is tipping
so
over.
Y'all got so many quotes. Just like y'all got the thing. Jalen Hurts won't be the coach. The quarterback in the next 2 years, which is true. Y'all gonna get on that fumble and interception. Had Dallas didn't quit. And would have scored points.
Oh, so now it was a matter of quitting.
They did kind of quit, though.
Well, they didn't just
– quit.
Hold
no.
on. They didn't quit. You've got the crappiest quarterback situation in the league.
Listen.
Russian lands stink.
Cooper Rush coming out, fumbling the snap and all of that.
Because he stinks.
I'll quit, too.
Oh, so now – no, just because they quit. Marlon, it's over, buddy. This thing is –
okay.
this is tipping over.
Forfeit the year to everybody now because they're done.
Yeah, well, get ready for Deion Sanders to coach the team next year. You ready for
but
that?
I know who won't be winning the Super Bowl. Mm.
The Cowboys.
Deion definitely ain't about to coach the Cowboys.
I don't know, Hugh. That feels like it's a match made in heaven.
That was just about as annoying as anybody could possibly expect a Cowboys fan today. Just for sake of clarity, Marlon's talking about, you guys still need to beat somebody. Marlon predicted the Cowboys would blow out the Eagles on Friday.
Oh, did he?
Yes, he did.
Did he?
So, yeah.
Cowboys blow out the Eagles. There was only one blowout possible on Sunday, and that was the Eagles blowing out the Cowboys. Most of us felt good about that. Some people were a little scared of, division teams and all that.
I mean, you can't overlook anybody, and they didn't. Yeah, they did a good job.
You can overlook bad teams because they stink.
No, you can't. You should overlook no team.
I overlooked the Cowboys, and my feet were up by 7:15 last night just watching Kenny Pickett doing tush pushes at 7:15 last night.
It was a nice little
it was a
non-stressful game.
By the way, what the hell was that? Trey Lance in for like two plays and then rush back in? What were they doing?
Trying to figure out what they wanted to do. And then at one point they said, some point, because Cooper Rush just looked so bad, you got to put somebody else in.
No, but then they took him right out. Yeah. They let him run two plays and then put Rush
then
back in.
They were like, nah, this ain't what we're trying to do.
then they switched back.
They're bad. Like they're
You good. Might as well let him play next week. Might as well.
Lance, yeah, whatever. It doesn't matter. I mean, they're careening towards like a 5-win season. I mean, they stink. By the way, hopefully you guys enjoy your families. You know what the Thanksgiving game is this year?
What's that?
The 4:30 kickoff on Thanksgiving?
He said, I hope you enjoy your family. Yeah. Don't sound like it's a good one.
It's the Giants at the Cowboys on Thanksgiving. That's when you turn that one off.
It's still Thanksgiving. And I'll venture to say,
oh, that's
it's probably
brutal.
It's not going to be the highest grossing game ever as far as watchability. But
it might be one of the worst Thanksgiving games.
No, people
going to
watch it because they don't really like their family too much. People going to still tune into that game.
Might not be
the highest rated game, but people still going to watch.
That's an ugly Thanksgiving game. Yeah. I mean, I don't know how you sit there.
Oh, it's horrendous.
Giants,
yeah.
Cowboys? Oh, my God. Daniel Jones against whatever the Cowboys are putting out there? I'm out. I'm checking out.
Trey Lance?
Oh, I can't watch that.
I guess you got to play him now at this point.
What have I done to deserve this?
He threw a worm burner.
There were a few.
Threw like 10?
No. To an open receiver. Yeah, he threw a worm burner to an open receiver. And at that point, I was like, yeah, they.
It's the sun here.
It wasn't even in the sun. This was later in the game.
I think it was the moon. It was where the moon was located. Yeah,
you don't have the same arithmetic as I do.
He threw CD way under the bus. It's been like that forever.
They do know where the sun is a year in advance. I'm telling you, is Jerry reading the Farmer's Almanac? Is that how in like the past that team is? Oh, let's go to Self in North Philly. What's up, Self?
Yo, what's up, brother?
What's up,
hey, Self.
Hey, look. Kyle called me a wet blanket. I eat that, though. You know what I mean? Kyle, all I'm going to say is 2024 Philly. No, I'm not going on no Super Bowl rush right now. I'm relaxing. I'm taking it in stride game by game. You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm being patient with it, man, because these fans just calling up talking about we going down to New Orleans. It's going to be the same fans that's going to be calling for Hurts, calling for Sirianni and everybody else who they want to prove up in a certain game. They're going to be the same ones that's, you know, doing what I always say, wishy-washy.
Wishy-washy.
I'm standing my ground. You know what I'm saying? Like, we win. Cool. It don't mean nothing to me until it comes down to that Super Bowl, to the playoffs. Get to the playoffs first. You know what I'm saying? Then we can talk about the Super Bowl if they perform in the playoffs. But I'm not. Listen, I'm gonna tell y'all something. Because I've been telling y'all this all year, but y'all don't be listening to me. Y'all just think I'm a wet blanket.
Why would we?
You know what I'm saying? Exactly, Kyle. But listen, Nick Fangio defense ain't Nick Fangio defense. How about that? He's actually playing more of a Jim Johnson defense. You're seeing them blitz more. You're seeing the corners play up now. They not playing back. So that's not even a Nick Fangio defense. Y'all keep giving them all that credit.
That's not his
credit.
He's the coordinator. He's got to get credit.
His corners are playing better.
Cool.
Corners are playing much better.
I'm not downplaying it. I'm just telling you it ain't a Nick Fangio defense.
Vic.
Stop calling it that, because it's not.
But if Vic Fangio's the coordinator, who do I give
Vic
credit
Fangio
for?
Vic Fangio is the coordinator, yes.
So who gets credit?
Not playing his defense. Now, I'm not saying don't give him credit for calling the defense. I'm saying stop calling it a Vic Fangio defense, because that's not what it is.
Well, whatever it is. Are there some wrinkles here? Self-appreciated. Are there some wrinkles, a little more blitzing than maybe we expected? Sure, but who else? Like, he's the guy in charge. It's his defense. I don't care what if he calls blitzes or not. His defense is dominating.
Yeah, they're playing well.
That made zero sense.
Who do I give credit for? Fangio?
We can maybe give Vic Fangio credit, just not Nick Fangio.
It's almost like, imagine if Sean McVay came out in all under shotgun tonight, right? And you say, well, you know, it's not his offense. So who called the plays? He did, but it's not his offense.
Now, that was a Josh McDaniel offense.
It's
you better
different.
Give him credit.
I don't care what Vic Fangio does. He's got this thing rolling
He's
right now.
He's got him humming. No question about it. No question about that.
He's got linebackers playing. So Self made a point that he's not going to get excited for the Super Bowl until we get to the playoffs. And I know last year, look, I want to preface this by saying I recognize what happened last year. They were 10-1, and then by the end, they were a bad team.
The wheels fell off.
We still have a lot of season to go. I don't expect anything like that again. But here is the position the Eagles have put themselves in, which is just incredible. Hugh, they can make the playoffs, the Eagles, without winning a single game the rest of the season that impresses anybody. That's how good this start has been.
Yeah.
So at 7-2, I would think 10 wins is probably the marker to get to the playoffs, right?
Mm-hmm.
You know, maybe you need 11 if there's a weird year in the NFC where a bunch of teams get to 10, it becomes a tiebreaker, but probably 10 gets you in. The Eagles have 7 wins. They have games left against the Cowboys at home,
the Giants at home,
and the Panthers. There's your 10. If they just take care of business in the 3 games they have against the bad teams, they're at 10. Then they have 5 games against good teams. So if even if they went 1-4 in the five tough games, that's 11 wins.
Yeah, they're still a playoff contender.
Yeah, I mean they're in. I mean they're it would be shocking at this point if they didn't make the playoffs. Now it's about how good they could be, the seeding they could get, all that kind of stuff.
And the momentum that you have. And because I think when you look at this defense, especially this defense, what they have right now, they have momentum. Playing with a lot of confidence, man.
Oh, yeah.
They're playing with a lot of confidence.
As they should.
Yeah. And you're right, as they should, because I know as fans we like to talk about, they ain't playing anybody. They're still playing NFL teams. And they're still out there. You know, they still have to get it done. And they've been getting the job done.
They have. All right, you made me think of something there. I think we need to get to something we do every Monday because I have a question. Let's get to a little Big Hugh breakdown on yesterday. All right, Hugh. I need you to break this down and be as honest as you need to be, because I think it's part of the reality of this. So they've won five games in a row, mm-hmm. right? And we can say some of this has been because of the Sirianni haircut. I think you could put some of the of that.
The momentum.
Some is post-buy that they recalibrated some things and they figured it out. Some is Cooper DeJean. But Hugh, when you watch it, and you could just use specifically yesterday when you were watching, be honest, how much of the turnaround has been they've gotten a lot better and they're playing really well. And how much of it is the reality that the five teams they beat, I believe, are a combined 13-35? Like yesterday, was that them or are the Cowboys that bad?
You know what? Full disclosure, because I know a lot of people are listening with bated breath right now, wondering what I'm about to say about this defense. They play NFL teams, and the teams that they played against are not considered the upper echelon teams that you want to see them play against, because there's going to be some people that are going to call and say, hey, well, they haven't played anybody. They haven't played, you know, the Rams look like they're surging right now. We're going to watch that game tonight. You know, the biggest test you're probably going to get is this week with the Commodores when they come to town. But I'll tell you what, man, there's something to be said about playing with a lot of confidence. Zach Bond, the other day, when you sat here and you asked me a question, and I answered it to the best of my ability. You asked me something about getting him paid or whatnot.
Yeah, re-signing him.
And I said, to be fair, he's a guy that, you know, playing devil's advocate, you kind of look at the body of work and the teams that he's playing against, and you kind of have that question. To me, there's no question now, because there's something to be said about playing with confidence. And that's what this team is playing with right now, playing with that want to. I had an analogy this morning that I know Kyle was laughing at. I said, it's just like when you're trying to teach your child to tie a shoe. When you initially start, because this is just to get y'all inside on my weekend, trying to show my son how to tie a shoe. Real, real nervous and shy because he doesn't want to mess up. So he's not doing it with that confidence. So what you have to do is kind of reinforce, like, hey, you're doing a great job. You know, hey, you're getting better, but you need to do it like this and this, like this, that, and the third. And as you continue to reinforce that, they tend to get better. Mm. That's what this defense is doing. Now, granted, you can make the argument that they're not playing against good teams. But what they're doing is they're building that confidence, and they're also instilling that, hey, I can do this. You know, you talk about N'Kobe Dean. I'm just using him as an example. This is a guy who a few weeks ago was trending where people thought he was not a good football player. As a matter of fact, all these Georgia players, people felt like we made a mistake by drafting all these. We were talking about the Georgia Dogs or whatever, the Philadelphia Dogs or whatever. People were really down on them. They're starting to make people believe because they're playing with confidence. N'Kobe Dean talked about when we were going over, he had an interview with Dave Spadaro. He talked about how the more he looks at the play that he made, the athletic play that he made against Jacksonville, how he didn't feel it was that athletic. That play was athletic as hell.
Of course it was.
And he's starting to believe in himself, man. That's why this team is playing better. So when I hear people say, "Hey, this team has not played against anybody," I mean that's fine. That's the take that you want to have. But they're playing with a lot more confidence now, and they believe in Vic Fangio's defense, and that counts for a lot of why they're having the success that they're having.
Well, the fun part now moving forward is to go off your analogy of the tying your shoes, right? When you're teaching a kid to tie their shoes, it's one thing when you're doing it together, right? And then if the shoelace comes untied, we could redo it. We could do it together.
Yeah.
We got to send them off to school on Thursday, right?
Yes.
Like, you're not going to be there with them. So
you got to see how much they retain.
Well, because a lot of times you go from the Velcro shoes to the lace shoes. And then you send them off with the lace shoes. Are they going to come home with their shoes untied? They're tripping over themselves? Or are they going to tie them themselves?
No, they're going to tie them shoes, man. You got to tie them shoes.
Well, we'll find out on Thursday. I do think... Look, we can't ignore the reality. They've played some bad teams, right? Like over the last 5 weeks, four of the wins are against teams that I think might finish top five in the draft. I mean, these teams stink. The Browns are terrible. The Jaguars are terrible. And obviously the Giants and Cowboys are dreadful football teams right now. But, and Kyle brought this up earlier, Hugh, the encouraging part is they're not just beating them by a little bit, right? If they were winning these games 24-21 every week, I don't think I could be excited because I'd be like, these teams stink.
And they laid the smack down.
Yeah. Three of the, they've won what? I think they've won three straight road games by 20 plus points. That's the mark of a really good football team.
It's the first time they've done that since 1949.
You know what happened that year?
I do.
They won an NFL
champions, baby.
Yeah, you were there. We were all over there.
Yeah, you talking about the Giants, yeah.
What section were you in at Franklin Field?
110.
110. Yep. See? Kyle, I mean, remember, it's play-by-play of the game.
What section he was in.
Like yesterday. Let's go to Josh in North Jersey. What's up, Josh?
Man, it's always a pleasure. How are you?
Hey, Josh.
What's going on, man?
I've been chomping at the bit. Dallas sucks, baby.
They suck.
Yes, they do.
They really do.
The absolute.
Oh, my God. Hope. It was so beautiful. So beautiful. All right. So I want to just tag on to what y'all guys are saying. So in regards to, like, the Super Bowl, I said to Kyle, I want to be where my feet are. As a human being, like, I've tried to, like, and I really think, like, it's appropriate. I think us as fans, we just get so caught up, And I get it. I'm so invested. We're all diseased Eagle fans. But with that being said, I'm going to be where my feet are. I'm just going to leave it at that. But this offense going forward, I just, like, big picture, they're a problem. I think when defenses go middle of the field close, Jalen is looking to attack the outside and hit outside the numbers, and he is throwing dimes, Hugh, dimes outside the number. I think this defense, I want to say this because last year, like, we all talk about, like, why the downfall, whatever. I think a big part of downfall was the inconsistency in the secondary, the too many moving parts. This year, they had the whole offseason grinding together.
Mm-hmm.
I think the way they're taking coverages and, you know, passing them, it's very, how do I say it? And they're doing it consistently. That's what I'll say. This defense is consistently doing it at a high level, too. Like, everyone's talking about who they're playing. You play who you play. I agree with you. Like, they get paid, man. Like, what are we saying? Going forward, this team's going to be a problem in December. They're going to lean on people. They're going to smash people in the mouth with the run game. I love that Jalen is play action under center. The one thing I'll say going forward, they need to get a home playoff game. They need to. These fans need to go crazy on Thursday, boys. Bring the energy, please, Link.
There we go, Josh. Yeah, no, Thursday night's going to be an atmosphere at Lincoln Financial Field. So what would have been the home game so far this year? They had a home game against the Falcons on the Monday night.
Mm-hmm.
They had the Browns and the 1 o'clock game. And then the Jaguars.
Right? The Jags.
Only three.
Technically the Packers.
Right. This is going to be the first one. Prime time. I know Thursday's kind of a different feel. But, like, this is going to be the one. Like, I guess that first one was exciting because it was the prime time. It was Foles night. But it was a Monday night. Mm-hmm. This is going to be the one. A division rival, first place on the line. Yeah, I expect a huge crowd and a big
atmosphere.
There's
going to be a lot of Commodores fans in town.
Oh, I don't think so.
You don't think so? The Commodores? You don't think the Commodores?
Did you see their stadium yesterday?
I didn't. Overrun by Steelers
fans. It was entirely Steelers fans.
But Steelers fans and Eagles fans, man. They run the same. I hear what you're saying.
Commanders
fans
don't expect a lot of Commanders fans.
Yeah, Commodores fans. That's surprising to me.
Well, why would we let them get the tickets?
No, I'm saying, well, that. But it's just surprising to me because they have been. This is the first time they've been relevant in a long ass time.
Oh well, I mean, you know, in terms of being decent, I guess they had the 1 year with Cousins, RG3, too. But they haven't. I don't think they've actually been this good like in 30 years. I mean,
it's been a while.
It's a long time.
It feel like Coach Quinn has done something for that squad that hasn't been done in a while, and they feel like, I mean, from afar, they feel like a cohesive unit.
So they didn't have the record that year, but it does remind me a little bit of the RG3.
Yeah,
I guess they were the Redskins at the time.
2012.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, they won the division, they made the playoffs, right. And then he got hurt in December, and then, you know, basically his career was messed up from there. Donald in Chester, what's up, Donald?
Hey, good morning. How y'all doing?
What's good, up, Donald. What's up?
I'm chilling. Word gang. Listen, I'm here to say, hey, Kyle, first of all, you know, I told Joe that, like, maybe a week ago about how I thought that back end was better than the 22 back end. And I believe that. And I believe that this defense can win the championship. This defense here can win the championship because every NFL team at their full potential can't win the Super Bowl. They can't. Their roster is just not because who they got starting and all that is not the same. This is a real talented defense here, you know. And the thing is, it's like you, we only control who we can play. But like I said before, we got a lot of big time guys back there that show up for big games. You got young guys from college that showed up in big games on Saturday and on Thursday, et cetera, in the college playoffs. So I think moving forward, our potential is that we can do more than just get there. We can win the chip.
Donald, I agree with you. Then this is the first time I felt this all year. Like it's felt like an outside chance, but the way they're getting a combination of the way Jalen is coming along and their defense, Donald, I agree with you. This team can win the Super Bowl. And you're right. There's not many teams. I just started thinking about it as you were talking there. Like, how many teams can actually win the Super Bowl? There's not many. I mean, there's probably between, I don't know, 7 and 10, and 10 might be generous. It's probably closer to 7 than it is 10. There's not that many teams that could actually win the whole thing.
And you're right, and I really don't want to look ahead, but fellas, we got to remember something on our schedule. The Ravens' defense is not that good.
It's not. It's not.
Lamar is the main attraction. Lamar.
Yeah, and he's hard to stop, though. He's going to be a challenge.
He's going to be a challenge. And the good thing is we got athletic linebackers that give us a chance.
But put up a lot of points, too.
That's right. But that Ravens defense is not that good.
It's not.
Yeah, but they put up a lot.
I know, but the Eagles' offense should be able to move the ball against them.
No, yeah, they should. No, I'm not saying they can't, but they put up a lot of points.
You're right. You're right. They do because
they
Lamar
dropped 40 on three teams.
Because Marmar compromises the line of scrimmage, and he does. He compromises the line of scrimmage. So that gives them, you know, between that running pass. Yeah, you're right. They put up points.
Well, it'll be a great test. I mean,
no question.
Well, the fun part is, and Donald, good phone call. I mean, look, that'll be a big game. It'll be billed as a big game. Some might call it a Super Bowl preview when we get there if both teams are still playing well. The nice part is the Eagles have given themselves some cushion here. Like,
yeah, they have.
I can already see it. The Raven game is going to be billed as one of the biggest games of the season. The Ram game, I think that's a Sunday night game, will be built. The two games down the stretch that matter the most are the Commanders games.
Yeah, because that might be like seeding at that point.
Well, I mean, the difference between
you might be resting them last two while you're playing.
The Eagles?
Might be.
Well, how are they going to rest if the Commanders keep winning?
No, they can't.
Well, you know, I'm thinking maybe, who knows?
Well, okay, here's my thing on this. The Eagles look really good right now, but there's the difference between the 2 seed and the 5 is going to maybe come down to those two games starting Thursday.
There's another very key game that could potentially, like, if we split with the Commanders, isn't the next one, well, the division, right?
The division.
Then if that's tied, it's common opponents?
It's either conference or common opponents, one of them.
The Steelers win could end up being big. Like the Steelers beating them and us beating the Steelers.
Both teams beat the Bengals, so that is even. Both sweep the Giants.
Did they play the Giants twice yet?
They've played them. Yeah, they beat them twice. Okay. We'll play the Cowboys twice.
And then split. So we'll have the same division record.
They lost to the Ravens. So the Eagles could jump them there.
Yep,
or
that's
another
big one.
They both could lose to the
Steelers, Ravens.
Yeah. You're right. The Steelers one could be the tip over because they lost the Steelers. Eagles get them here in Philadelphia. 215-592-9494. All your phone calls coming up. Are you thinking Super Bowl this morning? And let's have some fun at the Cowboys' expense. Your reaction to the game, all the good hurts in the second half and down the stretch. I thought that drive before halftime really put the game, you know, back in their hands. And the defense, what a job. A defense that is quite clearly not a luxury here. What a job by the Eagles defense yesterday. We'll go riding with the dope next. Don't forget today's show sponsored by Klondike Kate's. Join us this Wednesday, November 13th, as we broadcast live from Klondike Kate's restaurant on Main Street in Newark, Delaware from 10 to 2. Enjoy specials all day long at Klondike Kates. Visit KlondikeKates.com for details. All right, Howard's takeaways from the game. Excuse me, the game's next. His thoughts on Thursday night versus Washington for the division. Your calls as well. Midday Show, Sports Radio 94 WIP.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests.
Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies Rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.